This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hello, I'm your host, Elise. Welcome to This Day in History. It's December 11th, and 26 years ago today, the world made an agreement it found hard to stick to. It was called the Kyoto Protocol. On this day in 1997, the United Nations adopted a new treaty to limit greenhouse gas emissions. The agreement was an attempt to forestall climate change signed by 84 nations, a number that did not include the United States. While many signers of the agreement ended up exceeding their emissions targets, others met or bettered their goals. A second phase of the protocol, called the Doha Agreement, was drafted in 2012, but fell 7 signatures short of ratification. In the end, the Kyoto Protocol was deemed innovative, but only somewhat effective, illustrating the difficulties of bringing world leaders together for climate action. Also on this day in history, in 1941, during World War II, Germany declared war on the United States. In 2008, billionaire con man Bernie Madoff was arrested. And in 1936, Great Britain's King Edward VIII became the first English monarch to voluntarily abdicate the throne so that he could marry his divorced American girlfriend, Wallace Simpson. Surprising fact, Edward's affair with Simpson began while she was still married, and although the affair was reported in American and European newspapers, the powers that be kept this information out of British news until Simpson could get a divorce. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.